Chapter 18, Let Us Prove the Lord. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Shall we obey God, and bring in all our tithes and offerings, that there may be meat to supply the demands of souls hungering for the bread of life? God invites you to prove him now, as the old year draws to its close, and let the new year find us with God's treasuries replenished. He tells us that he will open the windows of heaven, and pour us out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He pledges his word, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus his word is our assurance that he will so bless us that we shall have still larger tithes and offerings to bestow. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Brethren, will you comply with the conditions? Will you offer willingly, gladly, and abundantly? The foreign missions call for means from America. Shall they call in vain? Home missions are in great need of money. They have been established in faith, in different parts of the field. Shall they be left to languish and die? Shall we not arouse? God help his people to do their very best. No risk to run. Oh, what gracious, full, complete assurances are given us, if we will only do what God requires us to do. Take hold of this matter as though you believe the Lord would do just as he has promised. Let us venture something upon God's word. In their zeal to be rich, many run great risks, eternal considerations are overlooked, and noble principles are sacrificed, yet they may lose all in the game. But in complying with the heavenly invitations we have no such risk to run. We must take God at his word, and in simplicity of faith walk out upon the promise, and give to the Lord his own. A reason for adversity. Many who profess to be Christians provide abundantly for themselves, supplying all their imaginary wants, while they give no heed to the wants of the Lord's cause. They have thought it gain to rob God by retaining all, or a selfish proportion, of his gifts as their own. But they meet with loss instead of gain. Their course results in the withdrawal of mercies and blessings. By their selfish, avaricious spirit, men have lost much. If they had fully and freely acknowledged God's requirements and met his claims, his blessing would have been manifest in increasing the productions of the earth. The harvests would have been greater. The wants of all would have been abundantly supplied. The more we give, the more we shall receive. Promises with God's commands. Duty is duty, and should be performed for its own sake. But the Lord has compassion upon us in our fallen condition, and accompanies his commands with promises. He calls upon his people to prove him, declaring that he will reward obedience with the richest blessings. He encourages us to give to him, declaring that the returns he makes to us will be proportionate to our gifts to him. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. How tender, how true God is with us! He has given us in Christ the richest blessings. Through him he has put his signature upon the contract he has made with us.